One point from the gospel today, which is mystical, and one point from the first reading, which is practical. The mystical point is this, that when Jesus meets Mary, he's kind of playful, isn't he? He disguises himself. He doesn't reveal himself right away, just as he did with the disciples walking to Emmaus. And he asks her a question he already knows the answer to. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? Throughout the scriptures, God actually does this all over the place. Think about in the very beginning in Genesis where God asks like this, but in a very mournful way about Adam and Eve. Where are you? He knows the answer, but he's trying to call them back. Think about God's sense of humor and irony in the book of Job, where God says to Job, where were you when I made the stars? He knows the answer to that too. And even think about the Syrophoenician woman in the Gospels, who is not Jewish herself, but wants healing for her daughter who has a demon, says, Lord, please help her. And Jesus ignores her, seemingly, and then says, it's not right to throw what is for the children to the dogs. Of course, her faith comes back with a beautiful answer. This divine playfulness where God knows the answer, but here Jesus is lovingly and tenderly drawing out Mary's heart, as if to have her open up for her to realize that what she thinks is this place of death and darkness is actually already filled with his resurrected presence. It's like, where are we when the Lord comes to us and says our name, says woman, man, brother, sister, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? Tenderly, playfully, as he waits to reveal himself that he's already in this place of the cross, of darkness, and he has already risen, and he is waiting to bring about new life. If we will look up to him and raise our eyes to him, as Mary did. So that's the mystical point. The practical point from the first reading is that Peter has just finished his speech at Pentecost. Everyone is like, what has happened to these people, these Jesus followers? He finishes his speech, and then he finishes with the proclamation finally. Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him, this Jesus, whom you crucified, Lord and Christ, Lord and Messiah. Like, so much of evangelization is really just telling the story, like Peter just did, of what has God done through history? All these things God has put in place, from Abraham and the patriarchs and the prophets and the people of Israel and the temple and all these things. And then finally, after he kind of makes sense of the story, what God has been doing, he gives the proclamation, this Jesus who God raised is Christ and Lord. And they're cut to the heart. I've seen this time and time again with people of all different backgrounds, different kinds of belief or no belief, that when we can tell the story, what God has done in history or what God has been doing in your life, and then proclaim, this Jesus is Lord and Christ, he's risen, he loves you, he's with you, the people are just cut to the heart. They're converted, they believe, they repent. And that's what happens with the essentials of Christian life. After this, they ask Peter, what do we do? And Peter says just a couple things. Repent, be baptized, you'll have your sins forgiven, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is not just for you, it's for your children and for those who are far off. It's this missionary sense of, yes, you're going to receive the Holy Spirit, but remember that there are others. Remember that you are being sent. It's so practical what the resurrection of Christ does. Really, the practical and the mystical are really one and the same. To be the most practical person you can be a mystic, which is possible for all of us. And to be a mystic, to be in deep communion with Christ, means that the works of our hands, of evangelization, of proclamation, will just happen. They will just come out of us. And this is the resurrection of our Lord. It is not escaping from earthly flesh that we are saved. It is not just leaving the world behind. It is not some kind of ethereal, philosophical, mental idea. Salvation is in the flesh. It's body and soul. It's mystical. It's practical. It's the resurrection of Jesus. Today, brothers and sisters, let us turn our eyes to Jesus like Mary did, and let us recommit ourselves to letting the joy of the resurrection impel us to tell the story of what God has done in the world and in our lives, to proclaim that He is Lord and Messiah, and to bring other people to this baptismal font. St. Rose parishioners, that's our goal this year, 3,000 people at that font. We're aiming for the moon, because He is Christ and Lord. Amen. Alleluia.